Hello and welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast Series. I'm your host, Vanessa Green, and KZN, it has been a mixed bag of weather conditions along the coastline, which has in turn created not too many fishing reports from the lower south coast or the upper north coast. However, Durban has definitely been on fire this week. Guys, we've got reports of a mixed bag of species on all fronts. That even includes the freshwater side. So here's a little teaser of what you can expect in this week's show. On your offshore side, guys, there's been so many species coming out. Game fish and bottom fish. There are kuta, there's snook, kuta even off the rocks, but we'll get into rock and surf just now. But there has been prodigal sons, and there are the Dorado that's on the bite. Brad from Linsky has just sent me footage right now of him catching fish. I mean, they are catching Dorado, and like proper sized Dorado at the moment. As for your rock and surf side, the first Garrick of the season has made its appearance. There are some huge shad. There is a ton of Granta in the harbor, averaging 3 to 4 kilos. And added to that, there are still reports of cob and kingfish on the bite. As for the freshwater, name your species and you will get it. There are browns, there are rainbows, there's bass, there's scalies, there's carp on the bite. So Jan is going to tell us more about that in great detail. But for now, as always, here's a special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher, and this is their featured product for the week.
Triple Fish Rhino Braided Leader Line has been specifically designed for the rock and surf angler. Ultra thin diameter, unrivaled knot strength, extreme abrasion resistance, and low visibility make it the ideal rock and surf leader. Multiple weaves make it perfectly round and extremely sensitive. Excellent for South African conditions.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, none of this could be possible without the Kingfisher and the expert correspondents from their stores. So once again, big up to them for bringing us the latest news that KZN has to offer. Now, let's get into this week's show, starting off down the South Coast, as we usually do with our South Coast guru, Adam. And Adam is still going through a bit of Groundhog Day. I mean, he's got a detailed reports of what's been going on, and he's got his theories as what's going on with that. So guys, here is Adam from the Lower South Coast.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well with everybody. So it's been a bit of a quiet week again, Vinesh. Quiet, not so quiet. There's definitely some fish around. Whether you consider a Toby a fish or not, I'm not too sure. But it's definitely been one of those sort of quieter weeks down on the lower coast, Vinesh. Things still haven't really made any improvements down here. We've had one or two days good and one or two days bad. Again, Groundhog Day. But this weekend looks good again. So again, it sounds like I'm repeating myself, but I promise you and I assure you, Vinesh, that things are going to start getting better. We've definitely had a few days of upside down seas. It hasn't really settled. We've had a bit of big sort of swell for the last, I would say now, going on 3 weeks. So, the fishing's been a bit sort of tough, where you've got some one or two nice flat sections and all of a sudden a big dumper coming through, sinkers moving and rolling, heavy sidewash, particularly at Margate Pier. The guy's been trying one or two baits there, but they've definitely not been sitting. I had a chap the other day go down to Driven Bay, which is in Shelly Beach, a very well-known area to target quite a sort of multitude of species. And the guy put out an 8-ounce sinker with a live bait and it wouldn't even sit. So that just goes to show you that things can change in an instant, and this weekend looks like it might be changing. But I do think though, Vinesh, we need at least 3 or 4 days of a hard, strong east just pumping. Get that sea churning, get that oxygen going in that water, and then maybe a day or two of a west just to flatten and set a little bit. And we just haven't really had that down here. It's just been sort of, I would say, honestly, my friend, it's been, again, compass directions of wind. Just pick one, you know, and it looks like it's going to be a bit sort of okay for the weekend. A couple of hours of settled wind. But definitely not what we're looking for. We're looking for maybe 1 or 2 days of really hard, strong easterlies just to get that sea churned up a bit more and get that fish on the bite once it settles. So saying that, you know, going down to the very lower coast, moving down to, again, Caribbean estates, moving right down to the bottom, close to Wild Coast Casino. The guys are definitely still getting some nice cob there at night time. As I had said previously, we're looking at 12 to 15 kilo cob, so very, very good that I've seen. Unfortunately, the guys don't want to share the picks, as you know what it's like, but that's okay. I do know the fish is there. Moving sort of slightly high up, going into Port Edwards, Splash Rock's being a bit quiet on the home front. Definitely some guys putting out live baits there and stuff, and not much really happening there. Moving high up again to Margo, it's a bit of a heavy sidewash. Guys have had some live baits out, some dead baits, a few guys trying Rapala, but it hasn't been fireworks at all. There's just no shad around, so that's just really strange to see. As we're moving into May, we should start seeing the odd garrick popping up, and I've seen some reports this week up at Blue Lagoon, or Lugs as it's famously known. There's been some garrick that have popped up, even down in Port St. John. So it's kind of like they're missing the South Coast. They're just going, nah, we don't want to stop at Margate. We're going to go somewhere else. And even though they haven't really been of great sizes that's been landed on this garrick, they've still definitely got to make their way past us. So I am holding thumbs. I'm holding toes. I'm turning salts. I'm doing whatever I can, Vinesh, just to make sure that these fish come to our lower coast. But a friend of mine, Kaylin, really did land a fish that you do not see that often on the lower coast, a blue spot kingfish. So sort of the northern part of the lower coast, got himself a small little nice-sized blue spot kingfish, which we don't get down here. It's a bit of a rare catch. So very nice to see a different species being landed down here. And he got himself a hammerhead. So those are still around. And definitely the hand sharks are still around. And definitely the smaller black tips are around. So there's still the non-ed action going on down here. South Brim Point being a really good spot to try them. And just sort of between South Brim and Ramsgate, a very good ground to try for non-eds. Chocker still definitely being the bait of choice down the side, where the guys are catching bream on chocker. They're catching decent fish on chocker baits. So prawn not doing too good. Sardine sort of there or there about in the mix, but definitely chocker's been the bait of choice. So yeah, Vinesh, not much to report. Hibernine I've heard is very quiet, just moving a bit higher up north side. Shelly Beach, the guys have been getting a few crayfish there, which is good. And that's pretty much about it for this week's report, Vinesh. So not too great. Even deep sea, I know that there's been a few amberjack around, some very, very big ones being caught by some local deep sea anglers. Beautiful fish being landed, in actual fact. But again, no tuna. The tuna have been missing for about, I would say, 3 weeks, borderline moving over to 4 weeks. Just no tuna. So things have changed a bit. Our rivers are still working really good for rock salmon and cob and kingies. So that's another option for the guys to try when they're down on the coast, or even just the local angler wanting to get a pull. But things have definitely been a bit sort of stagnant or a bit stale down on the coast, Vinesh. I do see that Durban and slightly higher up from Durban has been very good for fishing recently. So maybe it's time that the South Coasters head northward instead of the guys from Durban always coming down to us. Maybe we head into those areas and we go and try and catch some beautiful stumpies that I've been seeing coming out, and we try and go up that side. It might be an option for our South Coast angler. Just take a trip on the weekend. It's going to be pretty good weather this weekend, wind-wise. So it might just be an option, just, you know, head north and try and get some fish. So that being said, moving over to the weather, Vinesh, Friday there will be a westerly turning to a northeast Friday night, with Saturday a quick northeaster in the afternoon, moving to a southwester on Sunday. There's definitely a lot of groundswell, like I said earlier, for the majority of the weekend, with 15 to 18 second wave periods. So definitely a bit of sand in those gullies and channels. There's going to be pretty big waves around again, still now moving over to our third week of really big swells, sitting around the 2 meter mark. So that hasn't changed much again, Vinesh. The wind will be very light for most of the weekend, between 10 and 20 k's an hour, gusting slightly heavier on Saturday. So it looks to be pretty good sort of wind-wise, but let's see what happens for this weekend. Otherwise, Vinesh and everybody else, have an awesome weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, and just remember, DAF is still on the lower coast, guys. So please remember your licenses. Take care, guys.
Thank you, Adam. My bud, if you need to go and turn salt or do whatever you have to do, go and do it, because we want that action to happen down the South Coast. We are crossing our fingers for it. We love down the lower South Coast. So, yeah, until then, you know what? Head down to Durban. I'm going to get into that report in a few moments. But for now, buddy, you know, yeah, a fish is a fish, and whether we are catching it off the river, it is what it is, I guess. And we will be, like we said, crossing fingers. Now, let's move down to Warner Beach and Amanzan Toti. We are with Gary, where Gary is sounding a little more positive. As we get into May, he is looking forward to that Garrick, which is imminent. But for now, this is what he's reported on for this past week.
Good evening, Chef. It's Gary from the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Very good evening to you all. Yeah, I've been hearing of some fish that don't come out, but that's just normally come in autumn there. And I've caught a bit of few of those little cob and some springer and stuff like that. Here along our beaches, the old famous Kingsbury beaches, other than a pompano here and there or a stumpy, most of them seem to be on the smallish side. A couple of big shad have come out there. I know one of the sort of in that 3 to 4 kilo along the lower flats, and one at Carradine Corner, and then one of two sort of more on the barber side. Other than that, and some grey sharks at night. But other than that, small flatfish that we all waiting with bated breath the first week of May for a garrick or two to come out. You know, the sea was big at Warner today. It was really banging in the afternoon. It must have been 2 meters, but a very strong wave. It doesn't look too bad along the flats, so I'll have a look in the morning and spin and just get a feel for it. But yeah, let's keep our eyes and ears open, and until next week, go tight lines for you, Chip.
Thank you, Gary. What a good report. Looking very positive coming up with the season ahead. We are looking forward to when you are going to be telling us that the Garrick are on the bite. But for now, we will continue at Ilova Flats, Carradine Corner, and Amgababa, because, yeah, like you said, that shad is on the bite, and it's only a matter of time before we start sliding them out. Now, let's move on into Durban, guys. You gotta listen to the amount of species Mike is talking about, and this is factual. We've seen it on the social media reports. The fish are here. So here is Mike V from the Kingfisher, and he is followed by Brad Krobler.
How's it, guys? Yes, it's been an eventful week on the edible fishing side. There's been stumpies, grunters, some cob, shad, and the first garrick of the season's come out. Yep, you heard it right. The first garrick is out. So there is a good start there. Between all that, there's been a couple of grey sharks. I heard of a nice big blackfin at Beechwood that came out. Apparently it was like 60, 70 kilos. So yeah, there is some good fish being around on our beaches, especially locally. There was quite a few stumpies caught on the Addington Beach stretch. So it's another place to go have a look, have a couple of throws, see if you can get in. On the ski boating side, there's a good couple cooter coming out, some goodies as well. There's been a lot of snook around, guys getting 5, 6s, some guys getting their 10 in. So another nice fish to go and target. The guys are getting some good fish on the bottoms, rock cod, skilbeck, soldiers, all those things are eating nicely. So oaks that are putting in the time, they're coming home well rewarded. In the bay, grunters and more grunters. Between the grunters, there's some cob and some snapper salmon, the odd kingy and the odd springer. But yeah, the lady of the show has been the grunter in the bay. The guys are getting some whoppers again, up to 4 or 5 kilos. I heard a rumor one of 86 centimeters came out. That's very nice fish there. Kingies, saw a couple of nice pictures of a GT, a bluefin and a green spot. Also all on surface lures, all around the center bank side. So yeah, there is some fish around, guys. Go out, wet a line. Good luck. Thanks, man.
Well, good day, guys. Yeah, Brad from Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week. Guys, so this whole last week has mainly been about us targeting cooter and snook due to the competition which happened. Yeah, there were quite a few cooter caught on the competition. The guy got a nice 25 kg one to win. Yeah, but what we managed to do is we got quite a few snook during the week as well. Also, along that Blue Lagoon area. So guys, the snook are there. Weather conditions were a bit crappy over the weekend, but yeah, we did manage to get some nice fish. Yeah, the bottom fishing, the guys will still be getting some decent bottom fish and stuff. Yeah, but guys, tight lines, good luck, and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Now, guys, on that note, if you want to see all these catches, make sure to go and check out our Answer YouTube channel. This is where it's the highlights of our podcast show. But on top of the highlights, these are some pretty cool visuals, including our very own Mike V with a cooter off the pier. That was a fantastic fish. On top of that, as I was doing this report this morning, Brad sends me footage of catching that Dorado. He doesn't mention any of the Dorado, but he has just got into it right now and he's in the thick of it. And there are some proper bus-sized Dorado in there. So, guys, this is your chance. Go and check it out. Answer YouTube channel. This is where the latest footage is all of what we are talking about. So, yeah, and by the way, while you are there, go and hit that subscribe button. Now, before we round off our Durban report, guys, yours truly has covered the Durban Ski Boat Festival that has taken place over this past weekend, and a huge shout out to the winners, Lando and his team, for bringing in that 27 kilo cooter. It was an absolute peach of a fish, and the rewards has definitely been there with them winning that SeaCat 620, I think it was. But anyway, whatever it was, prizes valued to over 700,000 rand. So massive shout out to them. We will have all of those highlights and their interview again on the Answer YouTube channel. Now moving on to the North Coast, we are with Jesse, who is not there. Jesse is out catching bass, and yes, once again, this footage is on the YouTube channel. We have Nishen from the Bolito Kingfisher branch, who's filling in for Jesse with this week's fishing report, and guys, I can tell you, it is sounding fantastic as well. Just as good as Durban with that mixed bag of species that's on the bite. Here is Nishen.
Hi guys, it's Nishen from the Bolito Kingfisher, just filling in for Jesse, who's away fishing this week. Hopefully he's catching a lot of good bass. You guys, just to let you know what's happening on the North Coast fishing front. So starting off from Amhloti Beach, heading into Zimbali. The guys have been doing quite well in the mornings and afternoons. Nice grunter, cob and pompano, mainly on your fresh chokka and sardine baits. Heading into your Bolito areas, in and around Bolito Central into Boulder Bay, scratching off the front with light tackle. The guys have been quite well with some nice big wave garricks, silver brim, shad in the mornings as well, and also a lot of sumpy. Heading further up to your Sheffield area, the guys fishing off the rocks have been doing quite well for bronze bream who are moving in on fresh prawn baits. That's been doing quite well up there. Heading up to your Tinley Manor Beach, a lot of nice stumpy and pompano have been coming out, mainly on your fresh chokka and sardine baits as well, which you can get all at your Kingfisher stores around. Heading on to the ski boat side of fishing, the guys have been quite well with cooter still coming on the bite on your fresh bonitos on your deeper swim baits. Also heading on to the bottom fishing has definitely picked up with some nice reds being caught and some rockhard species being doing quite well at the moment. On the spinning front, for the guys who love the spinning, the shad have definitely come on the bites. The guys throwing spoons in the first light and the low light in the evenings have been quite well rewarded with some good fish. And even some success on the lighter tackle, throwing some paddle tails. The guys have been doing quite well with big wave garricks, little kingies, black spots. So that's quite fun on the light tackle. Heading further north to your Tugela side, the guys are still being rewarded with a nice cob in the evening. Mainly fresh chokka baits or on your fresh sardine as well. Hey guys, fishing is definitely picking up as the colder waters move in, so we should be in for a good run this year. All the best, tight lines, take care.
Thank you, Nishen. Great to have you on board, buddy. Well done. Fantastic report. Got us all excited. Looks like chokka baits are the flavor of the week, and there is a variety of species to target them with. Now let's move on to Mtanzini Banks. We've got Nick back, and Nick has been getting some fish. Yes, he's been busy trying to push out some boats. Not many has launched, but those that did has been very well rewarded. Here is Nick's report of this past week.
Yeah, afternoon, Vanessa. Manually pushed the rubber duck in. That rubber duck went in for about an hour and 40 minutes and they caught some. Really nice fish in the weather turned on them. That was the only boat that launched over the weekend. The guys that went down and fished on Friday night, they actually caught quite a bit of fish. Shad, cob, some of it just making size, a barbel, a lot of mulkies. Not many spinners, but there was a smoothhound caught as well. Quite a decent sized one by their standards. And then on the river, especially the chaps that went out yesterday, they got some nice grunter, river bream. And in a few months' time, we're actually having a river comp where you don't even have to have a boat. You can fish off the side to enter it. It was also interesting the amount of crabs being caught and why they're catching so many crabs at this time of the year. I have a theory, the crabs are winter breeders. And I suspect it's the females that are being caught more. I haven't actually been near capture yet. But I'm going to go with the theory that I learned from a friend of mine who's got a master's degree in Scalia, which is the giant mud crab, or the slang name, swimming crab. They actually go out in about May, June. And they go to up to a depth of 300 meters. And they lay their eggs there, which form part of plankton, and off it goes round and round till it gets eaten by whales or whatever, and turtles and whatever else eats plankton. Now, when they come back, this is actually quite sad. The males grab hold of them, the females, because the females need to molt. And when they come out of their hard shell, the males start eating the females. So the male crab's not a good egg by a long way. But I suppose, you know, if you're a praying mantis, it's the other way around. The female eats the male. So I suppose nature balances itself. Fishing's been good. Ducks are having fun. We had a lot more visitors here than we did for Easter.
Thank you so much, Nick. It's great to have you back. And I'm glad that the fishing has been good on your side. I'm glad that the town has been quite nice and busy. And thank you for sharing that input about the crabs, especially that male crab. Very interesting stuff indeed. So, guys, that rounds off in Tanzini Banks. Now moving up to Richards Bay, we are with Ellie, who's been having a bit of a tough week when it comes to fishing. Guys, this is her report of what's been coming out.
Good morning, guys. I hope you're well. It's Ali from KZN Fishing Charters in Richards Bay. Regarding the fishing this past week, last week's fishing has been a bit quiet because of the rough seas and the bad weather. But yesterday we went out, we launched the boat at 4, and the seas was also a bit rough, but the weather forecast said that it would be calmer during the day. So we thought about it and we still went out. Barely out of the harbour, we were wet, extremely wet. And we went south, we went to smaller and high points. We caught a few bonnies and tuna, a few kuta on drift baits and poppers. The currents were extremely strong. We struggled to get through to the bottom. We had to use heavier jigs. And yesterday was just it was a nice day, but the weather was bad. Luckily with the rain and stuff, it calmed the seas a bit down. But other than that, the fishing was a bit quiet. Just got a few big bonnies and kutas. But other than that, not really fish that came out this past week. But today is nice weather, hoping that this week would be good. So, yeah, I'll get back to you next week. Thanks, guys, and tight lines.
Thank you, Ali. Good, honest, detailed report as to the difficult conditions you've been having. Now, guys, I've got this footage from Ali. It's on the YouTube channel, so go and check it out. This girl can fish. I mean, you got to see how heavy these wind conditions were. And, yeah, just still managed to get those rods bending up in Richards Bay. So now that rounds off our saltwater report. Moving on to the freshwater, we are with Jan, who's got some fantastic content. He's sent through some images of these, which, once again, it's on the YouTube channel. So go and have a look at this. But this is his report of what's been going on, and in great detail with our freshwater in KZN.
Hey there, guys. For once, it seems that the quote-unquote interfering weather gods have got it wrong. and the weather held up for the recent long weekend. As a result, anglers were out in abundance and made good use of the weather, with equal numbers of returns from both the moving and stillwater anglers. So let's take a gander and see what came to hand. Even though water temperatures are still in the mid to upper end of the scale, current reports from the Natal Fly Fishers Club stillwaters indicate temps of about 16 to 18 degrees, the rainbow trout appear to be getting ready for spawn mode, as the first mention was made of fish seen cruising the banks was received this week. In addition, there are very few smaller fish, that is less than 12 inches or 30 centimeters in the returns, indicating that the bigger fish are starting to stage. Good numbers of fish are being reported in the 12 to 15 inch, that is 31 to 40 centimeter, as well as 16 to 19 inch, 41 to 50 centimeters, and also in the 20 to 23 inch, that is 51 to 60 centimeter classes. The biggest fish reported so far, and a few of them I have to say, stretch the tape to 22.5 inches, that is 58 centimeter mark. Some cracking fish there. At risk of sounding like a stuck record, we mentioned before, but bigger flies are still doing the business. For example, woolly buggers, black and olive, dragon and damsel fly patterns. Although it is not a bad idea to have a tandem rig with a smaller fly in the line as well, especially as the water gets colder. The river anglers were well spread across our premier brown trout streams, these being the Mgani, Moy and the Bushmans, with reports indicating plenty of fish around in the 7 to 9 inch, that is 17 to 22 centimeter range, good numbers in between, and then also in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter class, and one good fish reported that fell into the 13 to 15 inch, that is 33 to 38 centimeter bracket. The rivers are running crystal clear, and a mixed bag of dry fly and nymphs are producing the results. While KZN is probably best known for its wild spawn brown trout streams, a little further north is the Injasuti River, well known for its abundance of wild rainbows, which has also been producing very well, judging by recent reports. Guys, I think I warned you last week, we are now in the merry month of May, so a heads up that there's less than a month left of the trout river season. Time to get out there before we settle into stillwater season proper, going on for the next 3 months. Then, as also mentioned last week, with the rivers dropping, clarity is improving in the lower reaches, which is good news for the scaly or Natal yellowfish anglers. A recent return from the Kamas reported a good day on the river with just under 10 fish, with the biggest coming in at around 13 inches or 33 centimeters. In another report found on the socials, the lower Moy River has also been producing some really good scaly action. With scalies, nymphing is your go-to technique, with natural color, gold bead variation nymphs usually being the most successful. For example, these being the gold-ribbed hazier and pheasant tail nymphs. From the Bass Boys and on Albert Falls, there are apparently some still good fish coming out, tipping the scales between 2 and 3 kilos. But with round 4 of the Joey's Tournament Trail coming up this weekend on the 6th of May, it is highly likely that anglers are playing their cards close to their chest and are keeping their catches under wraps. With seasons turning, a challenging day awaits competitors out on the water. And word from the water is that the fish are moving and every day has been different, with no pattern to any of the successful lures. One day it's jigs, and the next day it's not. But such is fishing, as we say. This time last year, Albert Falls also hosted round 4 of the Joey's Towing Tournament Trail, and the win came with a bag of 8.018 kilos, and the biggest fish of the day weighing in it just more than half that bag. So guys, it'll all be about consistency, finding the fish, and getting that bag. A full bag of 5 fish will make a big difference to your score. As usual, Midmar is reportedly still fishing well, with a mixed bag available of bass, bluegill and carp. The carp have also been busy on the surface again at Albert's, and I quote here, "A gem for carp on the dry fly," says local angler Niels Potgieter. So guys, tight lines all. Do pop into the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice.
Thank you, Jan. Another fantastic, great detailed report, my friend. I'm glad to hear the weather gods did hold up, because that was definitely some good fish that you've been reporting on. And I love it. It's fishing on all sides of freshwater, no matter what we are targeting. So guys, all this fish that Jan has mentioned, all these species that he's talked about, he sent through some footage, which you can find on the YouTube channel. So once again, thank you, Jan. Leon, what a fantastic way to round off the show. So, guys, KZN, it certainly appears to be some fish on the bite. There are certainly rods bending. It's just we have to choose our areas wisely, and that is why you are listening to the show. So, Lower South Coast, not such fireworks, but quiet. On the Upper North Coast, it's been a bit of a trying fishing week, but Durban and its surrounding areas has certainly produced the goods, and our freshwater conditions has definitely had those rods bending. Now, in saying that, with those difficult areas, the conditions are looking rather favorable for this weekend. Predictions are looking rather good. I mean, from what Adam has said and what we've heard from Ellie, it is shaping up to be in our favor. So let's get out there. And when we do, just remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. So thanks to the Kingfisher for making this show possible. None of this could happen without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you. And in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.